Hello, and welcome back to the Pleasurable Money Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and I am so happy to have you here. Have you ever felt like you want to set up a pleasure practice with money, you want to learn how to get closer to money, heal your relationship with money, but you really just don't have any ideas for what that might look like? This is the podcast episode for you, because we are going to talk about 11 ways to spice up your relationship with money. Maybe you have a few ideas of like, yeah, I could take a bath, I could drink some wine with money, I could check my bank balances, but you really want to like spice it up, you want to change things up a little bit. This is the podcast episode that you will continue to come back to over and over and over again for new ideas on how to make the best relationship with your money and keep it spicy. So I anticipate this will probably be a pretty quick episode, so we're just going to jump right into it. The first pleasure practice that I want to introduce you to is a sensual financial review. Y'all know that I am a bookkeeper, I am a CFO, I am a money person, a numbers person at heart. So I really love introducing my clients to the delight and joy that you can find in your financial statements and savoring the pleasure of understanding your money flow. I think there's a rhetoric in the online space, in like the spiritual space, that like money management is masculine and it can like counteract your feminine energy. And it's something to be afraid of or pushed away. But financial statements and doing your bookkeeping, those are just habits and practices that you implement just like anything else. Like exercising, like brushing your teeth, like doing a hair care routine, a skincare routine. It's just a habit that you implement. It's neither masculine nor feminine. It is simply something that helps you take better care of yourself, and your financial self-care is so important. The second pleasure practice that I want to talk about is playful budgeting. It's so important to infuse play and pleasure into your money routines. So assigning playful names to your spending categories, assigning playful names to your bank accounts, if you use Profit First, is a great way to light that little spark in your brain every time you log into your bank, or every time you log into your spreadsheet that has all your goals in it. For instance, my bank accounts, I've got 5 bank accounts for my business, and they've got some fun names. One of them is called Receiving. One of them is called Fun Business Things. My tax account is called The Man. Like, it makes it playful. It makes it giggly. It makes it not so serious. The next pleasure practice that I want to introduce you to is passionate goal setting. Goal setting is one of the most entertaining activities we can do because it excites that dopamine response, that response that we get when we think about our desires and our ideal life and just like, oh, what would it look like if I could just live on a farm and frolic through the flowers? You know what I mean? So setting financial goals that excite and inspire you and creating a roadmap for a fulfilling and pleasurable financial journey is going to connect you to that root of why you're doing this in the first place. Goal setting and thinking about your desires, like we all have motivation for being in business, whether it's to purely make money because that feels good to us, to take care of our family, to have time freedom. All of these things are unique motivations that each of us hold. Like, I don't have kids to take care of. I mean, yes, I'd love to take care of my husband, and that's something that motivates me, but family is not my unique root. I'll get to that. I'll record a separate podcast episode with my own money motivations at a later date, but this episode is just for you. The next pleasure practice is a luscious money date. And I know that a pleasure practice is a money date, but if you can go ahead and schedule your money date out and like start to plan it like you would if you were taking out a date, if you were saying, hey, let's go get dinner and a movie, I want to take dancing, I want to take you to the zoo or whatever it is, and like plan out so that you can have something for you and money to anticipate together, to look forward to and build anticipation in your body and excitement. That's going to be great for that chemistry that you can build with money. It's an important aspect to make it a sacred space to build intimacy with your money. So this gets to look like a dedicated time capsule where you're just spending time with your money, no distractions, no phone, no texting your other partners. Like, money wants to feel special and you get to treat it that way. And vice versa, you want to feel special too, and money gets to treat you special and like VIP. The next pleasure practice is a seductive savings ritual. This is so fun because saving gets to turn into a sensual act of self-love and financial empowerment. So saving can be scary to a lot of people because they don't identify with the person that they would need to be the person that has a sexy, juicy, overflowing bank account. $20,000 in savings, $30,000 in savings. It's just like, oh, juicy numbers. This sexy fat, I mean, just like, oh, so yummy savings account. And so if you can't identify with the person who has $20,000 in savings, there becomes a subconscious self-sabotage that every time you work toward that goal, your brain tells you you're not that person. So we're not even gonna like pretend to get to that place. But if you can create a ritual around saving money and turn it into like self-love and self-fulfillment, self-support, self-confidence, a selfish ritual. Wow, my light just died. Oh well, we have beautiful natural light here. Self-confidence and self-love. Self-reliance, a selfish practice. So I encourage all of my clients to embrace being selfish in this act because this is for us. This is for our family. This is for our development and survival, but also thriving. Like, saving is purely self-serving, which sounds bad. We have this negative connotation of the phrase self-serving, but it is so important to believe that we are worth it, believe that our families are worth it, believe that our desires are worth saving toward. The next pleasure practice is energetic income play. So exploring innovative and fun and playful ways to increase your income is going to infuse your business with a vibrant and passionate energy. Brainstorming new ways to bring in money, for brainstorming new channels and portals for money to come into your business is going to give you that fresh, spring clean, like turnover of energy feeling that will keep your business fun and money fun. Number 7 is arouse your investments. So diving into the world of learning about investing with curiosity and excitement is going to make you feel so secure. There's only so much we can do with playing relationship, with playing house with money. Now, don't get me wrong. This is like a super foundational way of getting to love your money is by building up the relationship with money. But we have to actually take the steps to create a secure foundation as well for our money desires to become reality. So we have to start making, we get to start making the confident CEO decisions with money and putting our money into something where it can compound and grow and fulfill our desires. And the only way that's going to happen is by learning how to invest and how to compound your money to use the system that is in place for our benefit. Number 8 is orgasmic reflection. So if you can end the month, every single month, with a reflective practice, celebrating your financial wins and acknowledging the pleasure that money brings into your life, it's going to create so much more magnetism. And I talk about magnetism in the next point, but if you can end each day with just 2 or 3 things that that money has done for you that day that you feel grateful for, at the end of the month, you'll have 60 plus little money nuggets to celebrate. And those things really start to compound. I mean, 60 things to celebrate with money. Can you even think of 3 right now off the top of your head? But if you start to implement these practices daily and monthly, I mean, it just becomes like, wow, I am overflowing and abundant and just like my life is full of money being there for me. And that's really what we want to create with money, is a reliance that it's going to be there for you and that we can rely on it, because a lot of people have such a inconsistent relationship with money. They ask for money to come. They really treat it like a booty call, like, hello, I'm asking for money. Where's my money? And then it doesn't show up, because why would it want to? So the next, number 9, is money affirmation mirror play. So affirming your financial desires with a seductive mirror ritual is going to enhance your confidence and your magnetism. So taking those desires that we talked about earlier in number 3, passionate goal setting, taking those desires and reaffirming them every single day, or at least 3 times a week, into the mirror to, again, connect that root of why we're doing this in the first place. If you can get to know your motivation so intimately that you could tell it to any stranger on the street, like verbatim, just like off the top of your head, like, why are you in business? Why do you want to make money? Why is this important to you? If you know those motivations off the top of your head, in your heart, in your soul, it becomes much easier to build a consistent and loving and joyful relationship with money. So doing that in the mirror and watching yourself speak the words and connecting with what your face looks like, what your body language looks like while you express these desires, is going to create something tangible for you to associate with your relationship with money. And number 10 is a cash flow dance party. So you're going to turn your routine into a dance party, grooving through your income and expenses with joy and rhythm. So I actually do this in my bank account blessings. At the basis, a bank account blessing is a dance party, but it's way more than that. Turning your financial ritual into a dance party. So say, for instance, this room is my office, but I also use it as my ritual room. And so I have these great screens here, my computers. And so what I will do for my own practice is pull up my bank statements, have something visual for my brain to connect to, tangible, again, bringing it into the conscious brain and not the subconscious brain, because our imagination is amazing, but real world tangible numbers is always what we want to play with. It just makes it so much more grounded in reality. So I will bring up my statements on these screens, I'll play some music, and I am moving through the room. I'm dancing and shifting the energy, and my imagination is envisioning the energy shifting and swirling and changing and turning over to the desire, to the vibe that I want my bank accounts to have. And in the bank account blessings, you will fill out a form talking about your current situation, what your money feels like now, and what you want it to feel like. And I will go through and shift and swirl the money energy for you first, while I create a channeled playlist thanks to the Spotify gods. And I will pass that along to you, that playlist, so that you can continue to shift and swirl the energy in your bank accounts. Those are $77. So anywhere you can find my links, you can go in and purchase one of those and we can have some fun together. And the last thing, number 11, is a money love letter. So writing a love letter to your money, expressing gratitude and adoration for the ways it enhances your money. This is taking your gratitude practice a step further and adding more flirtatious energy into it. So you're taking all of your gratitudes and instead of just keeping them in your brain, again, we're bringing them into the conscious reality, something tangible where you're writing with a pen or typing very tactile motions to connect the gratitude with the conscious brain. It's not just subconscious. That's it for today. I hope that was helpful for you. And if you loved it, please review the podcast. Please share this episode on social media. Tag me. I am at sacrednumbers.co on Instagram, at sacrednumbers.co on TikTok. And I'd love to see your thoughts. And if you want to just shoot me a DM, that'd be great too. I love you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye.